The effect of shock wave duration on star formation and the initial condition of massive cluster formation, by Daisei Abe al. Stars are born in dense molecular filaments irrespective of their mass. Compression of the ism by shocks cause filament formation in molecular clouds. Observations show that a massive star cluster formation occurs where the peak of gas column density in a cloud exceeds 10 to the power of 23 cm2. In this study, we investigate the effect of the shock compressed layer duration on filament star formation and how the initial conditions of massive star formation are realized by performing three-dimensional, 3D, isothermal magnetohydrodynamics, MHD, simulations with gas inflow duration from the boundaries, i.e., shock wave duration, as a controlling parameter. Filaments formed behind the shock expand after the duration time for short shock duration models, whereas long duration models lead to star formation by forming massive supercritical filaments. Moreover, when the shock duration is longer than two post-shock free fall times, the peak column density of the compressed layer exceeds 10 to the power of 23 cm2, and the gravitational collapse of the layer causes that the number of obstars expected to be formed in the shock compressed layer reaches the order of 10, i.e., massive cluster formation. This was The Effect of Shock Wave Duration on Star Formation and the Initial Condition of Massive Cluster Formation, by Daisei Abe al.